last time on the Beer and Pretzel podcast.
And you get it. It's definitely made in China. Not the best quality, but even still, he jacks up the price.
Hey, easy. He's a panda bear.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
He was made in China.
So Travis skids his car around. Mile goes smack up against the side of the truck. And then he falls backward. Travis misses him. And then Mile goes smack up against Travis's car. Then goes smack up against the pavement. All right.
And smack into Barina.
And maybe I'll promise him a little something sweet later if he helps. A little taste of the good stuff.
A little taste of the good panda stuff?
No, a little taste of the good honey.
Oh, honey, my bad.
And now on to the show.
Alright, so Brad, you just got the information. You learned that in Truck 2, they're holding the honey in there, but it's an exclusive club, exclusive membership. Now you write the rest of the group. I assume you text or call them, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give them a call.
Okay, so you guys now have this information. We're going to go over to Barina. Barina, you're on the dance floor. You just talked to Hugh Hefner Bear. He turned you down cold. What are you doing? You just got the information from, not Bear Falamu, it's Bernard.
Yep, Bernard.
Bernard. What are you up to, Karina?
I bought the honey, right? Didn't I buy some honey? Right?
Yeah, you bought some honey.
Okay.
And remember, you guys can do a honey scene where you guys eat a bunch of honey if you want to move a point from criminal to bear at any point.
Okay. And how do you do the other one?
You do a flashback scene. If you want to move a point from bear and a criminal, you can do a flashback scene to you guys sit in a seedy bar with some cigarettes and some whiskey, talk about the plan. You just briefly go over something that will help prepare you for, I don't know, you guys going forward.
All right. Was he the only ritzy one in this whole place?
He wasn't the only ritzy one, but he was the only ritzy bear in this area. Cool. Yeah.
Are there ritzy bees?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ritzy bees, especially the runner of this event.
Oh, okay. I try to start a casual conversation with the runner of the thing.
We already found out where the bee is, where the honey is. Are you just trying to get more information? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, I'll get more information.
Okay.
All right, so you go over to him. He's with Miss Universe Bee, as we established. He just goes, I'm sorry, busy. We're going over. If you want to talk to me anymore, we're going over to the casino car.
Nobody busy? Go on.
Can I pickpocket him?
You can pickpocket him? You would just go over and be like, I got some, can I get some information? He's like, nah. And you're like, I'm going to pickpocket you. So what are you pickpocketing him for? Or what are you trying to get? Or anything?
Just whatever's in his pocket.
All right, talk to us about how you do this. Unless you want to just literally just go, bam, stick my hand in your pocket.
That's what I do.
You don't casually, walk up to him, brush up against him, and then slide.
Give him a big old bear hug, then reach around and grab.
Oh, yeah, I'll give him a bear hug. Why not?
All right.
It's my specialty.
You go over to give him a bear hug, and Missing Universe B goes, honey, I only get to touch him like that.
Honey.
And more some.
No, nobody? Honey? Sorry. Keep going.
But you reach around, you give him a hug. He's a little weirded out. But you try to slip your bear claws into his pocket.
Can I do a roll to see how attracted he is to me?
A roll? So are you trying to roll to seduce him?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess criminal? Because he's not bear.
Is that your wallet in your pocket?
Or you just succeed.
All right, you succeed. And when you succeed, you move a point from bear into criminal.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
How does this go from pickpocketing him to hands get in the pockets? You get all confused.
And remember, guys, when you use a trait of yours, make sure to use it and use two dice. You choose the lowest one.
No.
You didn't feel. Well, one went the wrong way. And then.
Yeah, you move a point from bear into criminal if you succeed. Okay, you slip in, you pull out, and you grab his wallet. And also some kind of, it's like an ID card strapped with like a little necklace thing that would go around his neck. It's some kind of swiper ID card.
Well, remember what they told Bernard. Bernard?
It takes a special kind of pass to get into the...
Oh, snap.
All right, let's go to Mael and Travis. You guys are in the car. Mael, you got a lot of bruises from hitting that cement. Also, big old gash in your face from Travis hitting you with his wrench. What are you doing?
Have they told me what's going on? Do I know?
Well, Bernard has told you that...
It's in two, but I don't know that she has the pass.
At the moment, yes.
I do know. I don't know.
Do you want to tell them after Karina or no? Karina. Huh? Do you want to tell the rest of the group that you have the pass or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I update them.
So maybe, what may be a good idea... Oh, you have to get into that car first. How do they move from car to car? Because you just said the ritzy bee was moving from the dance car to the casino car.
Well, they have bees have wings.
Oh, shit. The bears aren't moving from wings. Okay.
Were you about to ask if bears have wings?
No. Imagine how hard it is for them to put on shirts if they're like using their wings, you know? They gotta get their wings in. Sorry.
They probably have little slots to put their wings through.
Let's get Barina and Bernard into that area. And then I'm thinking Bear Fui and I will try to like drill into it to like distract them while they kind of walk in the correct way and like just nab it all. What do you guys think?
Sounds like a pretty good plan.
We just got to get them onto the correct platform.
So if the trucks are moving in order and I'm in number three, should I maybe like try and somehow take out the other trucks to reduce the number of guards?
Ooh, because you're on the perfect choke point.
Yep.
That'd be so funny.
All right, so if you can wait till we get past you.
What's your highest, Bear? So what if you claw, like, at a tire?
I could do that, but I figure since I'm so incompetent just driving, I'm liable to create an accident.
That's true. And you have to do a criminal roll? You'll definitely fail. I love it.
All right, so...
So Karina, the leader, just, like, is instructing Bernard, like, as if he's supposed to drive the car away, but she knows he's going to fail.
Which car?
He's in car number three.
Oh, okay.
Right behind the mother load.
I tell my evil stepbrother to make a bridge to truck number, what did we have?
Evil step? Four. I'm the nice one. I'm Cinderella in this
bitch.
Are we
at number four? Yes, we are at number four. To make a bridge to number four, so...
Yeah,
Marina could get back to us.
I make a bear bridge.
Okay, you reach over, you grab it, and would you like to exit the truck, Barina?
I guess. Yeah? I didn't really catch on the whole thing.
Bear Soma is on the truck, and he's reaching over and grabbing onto the other truck, and you can walk across
it. Oh, okay, yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Okay, you walk over, and you're at the truck.
Our truck.
The correct one?
Our car.
Our car.
Yeah, that's Travis's driving.
So then we can drive up to number two.
Okay. This time, you guys drive over. I'm not going to have you, like, again, I'm not going to have you roll because, Mael, you reach over, you grab the side of the truck, she can walk over you. I'm going to have Travis roll because there are some bee guards that are on the roof now looking around, and he has to be stealthy driving this car to make sure that they don't notice. So, Travis, I'm going to have you drive, and I'm going to have you roll criminal unless you can somehow persuade me that bear would be a better thing to roll. What are you going to do, Travis?
Honestly, like, there's no skills for a bear driving, so we shall roll criminal. But I am a driver, so I do get two dice for this roll. So we shall take the lowest of the two dice. And...
Snake eyes!
Ones! Look at that! So I succeed twice. Not that that makes a difference, but yeah.
Okay, you move a point from bear into criminal, and you whip that car around, and this is Tokyo Drift up in this bitch. And, yeah, you got it in a good spot where no one can see, but Karina can get into the car. Karina, is anyone else besides Barina trying to get into car number two?
I don't think so, but I think Bernard's trying to mess with car number three.
Bernard, talk to us here.
Yeah, I'm going to make my way to the cab and see if I can just mess everything up for truck number three, four, five, and six.
All right, you go over to the front, and there are guards that guard the main area where the actual truck is, where the drivers are. There are two bees with BB guns, and...
The BB guns. The barrels make me think of bamboo. They're just long cylinders, and I get very hungry. I'm gonna use my muscle on them.
And eat the guns.
Overpower both of them and eat the guns.
Okay.
Does that? So he's using two of his powers, sort of. Is the maximum two in this?
It's only
two. Okay. Five and a six.
What? Is that still failure?
Yeah.
All right. Move a point over from criminal to bear. Okay. As you go over and you charge him like a crazed maniac, and they look at each other, and then they instantly just shoot you twice, and you hit the ground hard.
Ow.
Okay.
The BB guns, they shoot like the bee stings. They go into him, and he just instantly passes out. They don't kill him, but he passes out. He's later going to wake up in a cell. There might be some interrogation, torture, but that is for
heist number two, breaking Bernard out of prison.
Or heist number two, you guys enjoy the money on the vacation. Leave Bernard to rock prison.
No bear left behind.
Yeah, no bear left behind. Okay, Karina, you get onto truck number two. They open the slide doors, and you go inside, and there are two elegant bees with butler suits and mustaches. They go over and go, "Why, hello. Where is your pass? Because, not to seem racist, but we only got elegant sorts in here, such
I'm
as bees."
Oh.
You're saying you're white?
No.
So what's so special about a polar bear?
I'm elegant.
But you're washed up.
I am washed up.
Doesn't matter. It only matters of what you're going to tell them. Because they go, "Do you have a pass? Maybe you're supposed to be in car number one with the rest of them bears."
You have a pass.
I flash in my pass.
They go, "Oh, okay. Very sorry. You can proceed." You guys go into an area which is kind of like a mix between kind of like a ritzy bar as well as a casino, but also there's a bunch of bee waitresses that are just serving drinks of honey for free. There's no selling here, just people are getting served honey. And yeah, a lot of honey getting served around, a lot of ritzy folks playing poker, doing some gambling, and socializing at the bar. What would you like to do?
I go up to the bar.
Okay, you go up to the bar, and?
I look around for a noteworthy folk.
Noteworthy folk. Okay, so you see what looks like the head of security. You find a guard who, by his label, he's the head of security for the Honey Con.
Okay. I go up to him, I'm like, "Must be hard trying to keep all that special honey under wraps. All those bears around."
He looks around. He goes, "Not just bear. We have the occasional rogue bee that comes in and want to try to steal it. But yeah, no, we got a vault in the front of the truck where the drivers are. It's no one can get in. We got a lot of guards up there. You can't mess with guards with our state-of-the-art BB guns, and we got the vault, so I don't worry too much, really, to be honest with you."
"Well, I heard there's some rowdy bear folk back in car number..." Wait, which is the car behind us?
The car behind you? Four, I think?
Three.
What's the very furthest car?
Six.
Okay, so it's like 1 through 6.
Yeah.
I say, "In number 6, I was just back there. There's a whole rowdy gang of bears talking about that honey. I feel like you got to get some security down there soon."
He goes, "Huh." He goes, "Really? Why do you care so much?"
"Well, it's just tainting the elegance of this ritzy event."
"Of course. I see you're a bear of class."
"I am."
He goes,
"You can tell from my two hats."
"Tell from my two hats.
I tip my top hat.
But not the fedora?"
"The fedora falls off."
"Because it's on top. And I catch it and I put it back."
Okay. Roll criminal.
All right.
Does under the face four. Give her anything? Would she get anything from the actually, face?
You're right. Yeah, you can roll again, two dice. Yeah.
Okay, right. I got one. Succeed.
You got two, so you can move a point from bear and the criminal. And ooh, you succeed. You smooze, and I was trying to find a rhyme, but you wine and dine him, basically. And he goes, oh, yeah, we should probably take care of that. And he gets on his walkie-talkie, and he goes, guys, we got a problem. We need to send people over to truck six. And you guys see a bunch of bees start flying from the back to go there because he thinks there might be a problem. Work. So you send them around.
Nice. This is our chance, guys. We gotta be fast.
All right.
He goes, thank you so much. I don't want to be, you know, racist towards you kind, but the rest of you guys are very unbearable. All right. Now let's go over to the cousins, the Grizzly cousins.
What's we're up, stepbrothers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Come on.
The stepbrothers.
I don't share blood with him. God, can you imagine?
All right, I text Barina and ask if she found out where the honey is.
Yes, I text back the information I got.
Okay.
Do we see the bees flying by any chance?
Yeah, you see the back of truck number two. It opens up, and a couple bees fly out, and they start heading around to truck six.
Okay.
All right, stepbrother, are we going through with your plan?
I kind of like the idea of just jumping through the windshield. Because it's in the front of the truck, right? So we could just kind of, like, cannonball in.
Oh, you want to steal the truck?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because all the bee guards left.
All right. I mean, there's still two driving, but we'll have to deal with them as we go.
That's fair. That's true. What are your things?
Well, I thought your plan before was to torch the side of the truck and then let Karina steal it as we were
making distraction. Yeah, that's a good idea. But I don't know how the vault works. Is it big?
Well, if we just torch the side of the truck, then it doesn't matter what the vault is. There'll be a distraction.
Okay. So he'll radio to Karina, like, we're going in now into the vault.
But I do like your plan of stealing the truck because then, yeah, we have to deal with the people on board.
Maybe that's like a backup plan.
Okay.
If all else, and then so Travis will drive us up towards the front, and I'll start putting the torch to the side.
Yeah. So we're driving basically alongside, and we're just cutting a hole in the side of the truck as we're going.
Is this distracting, or are you guys trying to cut into a certain area of the truck?
We're cutting in the area where the vault is.
Kind of like near the vault, but like also near the guards.
Okay. Okay.
Like towards the, I guess, like if the guards are kind of in the driver's seat and the vault's here, we're kind of like in between.
Okay. So you guys start cutting in, no need to roll. You start, Mael, you go over and you start using the cutters to cut around and start burning in. Bernard.
Okay, so I come awake and I'm almost all the way bare. I'm really mad now. I'm going to try and eat these bamboo-looking bars, see if I can break them open. I'm going right back to the front and attacking again. And now the bee guards, unbeknownst to me, are all behind me.
Yes.
So, okay. So I'm going to roll for the bars.
Okay, and you're rolling bear?
Yeah, rolling bear.
Okay, cool.
Using brute strength. And I succeed.
Okay. Yeah, you just start tearing through like a maniac that you've become. And yeah, with your just strength and your teeth, you just start cutting those bars open. You get into the hallway, move that point over. But now you're in a hallway, you look around, you start moving back, and you come across two bees with their BB guns. And they go, it's the same bees from last time. They go, hey, you're supposed to be in your cell. Next time we're going to imply torture on you. What do you do?
I've had enough of this. I'm attacking again. I'm not holding back this time. I'm going right for it.
Hey!
Snake eyes.
Snake eyes time. Okay, yeah, you just go over and what do, Brad? Describe to us.
I'm just going to start mauling the crap out of them, biting them, ripping pieces off.
These had families.
It looks horrible in there. You don't want to see.
Alright,
see the room.
We're going to censor the rest of that room as you just start turning this into a Quentin Tarantino rated R fest over here. Alright, you guys.
So one moves from bear to criminal, right?
Yeah, you move a point from bear to criminal. Karina, what do you guys radio over to Barina? What do you guys say before you guys start cutting in?
Distracting the guards now. Hurry to the vault.
Okay.
Or steal a key card or whatever.
She already has a key card.
No, but not the one to get in the vault. She'd need that from head of security, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing. I guess we'll find out when we get there.
Take the head of security with you.
Head of security? Oh, that I think he was just a random... Was he head of security? Yeah. I figured he was just a random dude.
No, that was the head of security, right? That she was talking to?
Oh, he's the head of security, yeah.
Oh, man.
Take him with you to the vault when you go.
Karina, what are you doing? Or should I say Barry?
Why am I taking him to the vault?
Because it's an impenetrable vault. You're not getting in by yourself.
Oh, okay. So, I say, it impresses me how much control you have over this situation. I sort of want to know what the vault is like so I can see what kind of security we're talking here. It impresses my high-class bear self.
He goes, I understand, but we can't really show, you know, members of the public. It's, you know, a strict security people only.
Maybe he would... guest. I raise my bear brows.
All right, I normally wouldn't have you roll two things a roll because you just rolled your charisma before, but I'm going to have you roll again because you're trying to influence the director of security.
Oh, actually, can I eat some honey first? Like, while I'm talking, I'm just, like, seductively eating honey.
Yes, I know many people that eat honey seductively.
How many bears do you know?
Stop banging the table.
That's some weird information, Sharon.
How many bears do you know?
All right, Karina. So you move, so you eat your honey, so you move a point over from criminal into bear as you eat your honey, and now you can roll your criminal.
Wait, why would you want to reduce your criminal before you roll it?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Well, can I do it after?
Yeah, sure, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, actually, I don't want to, because if I go one over, if I roll a six, I'm out.
What do you mean? No, I thought, does one have to be zero, or does one have to be one?
If you max out either one, if you max out your criminal so or your...
What is, oh, max out is six?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not, I'm going to be safe. Okay, good, I succeed.
Okay, you succeed, and now you want to eat your honey?
Well, no, I was eating my honey first anyway.
And you don't...
Yes, I do. I just changed it. Right, cool. I was at a five and a one.
All right, fair enough, sure. Yeah, so he's like, yeah, sure, why not? And he leads you back... and he brings you to the back of the car, uses his special privilege pass, he swipes it, and he brings you to the front where the drivers are. It's a huge room. There are six different drivers/guards in here.
Six.
And
wow.
Because this truck, there's more than just a driver, there's multiple people that are operating different systems of this truck because it's so big that they need more people. It's almost like operating a spacecraft. And there's multiple people working here as drivers, as people operating the truck, but also as guards. There's six people here. There might have been more before when he sent his other people out. But in the middle of this huge room, which on the walls, all the buttons and switches operate this giant truck and probably other trucks in general, security and whatnot. In the middle, there's a huge iron safe. You can't see through it. The steel looks very, very thick. In the front of it, there is a touchscreen with a bunch of, like, numeral codes and stuff. It's definitely, you don't even need a swiper. You can't use a swiper. You need to know the password to actually open this iron vault.
Oh, man.
And then you guys hear sirens go off as Mile cut through the side of the ship.
Whoops.
And I'm going to roll D6. To see how many of those six guards leave to deal that, five of them go. So only the driver and the head of security stay behind as they go, what is that? What is that? Let's go deal with it. They grab their BB guns and they head over to deal with Mael and Travis. Karina, what is Barina doing now?
Wait, so they're all alert and everything?
Very alert.
But five of them left to deal with us. So all that's left is the driver and the head of security. And the driver can't exactly get up and fight you. But we don't know the passcode to get into the vault.
So it means we need the head of security.
But he's, like, hostile now? Or Is he still on my side?
The head of security? Not towards you, no. He just knows something happened back there, but he doesn't think you're part of it.
Okay. I say, let's quickly check on the stash and make sure everything's all right.
What a line.
Wow. Not suspicious. A thing of at beauty. All. Yeah. He goes, I can't do that. I don't got the pass.
Wait, who has the pass?
He goes, only the guy who runs this event.
Oh, son of a...
I thought I pickpocketed him.
Yeah, you did, but it's not a pass. He, like, knows the code to the safe.
But I have the pass card.
He has the card to get to this truck, not for the vault.
The vault's just a key code. You need to know the passcode to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. So, yeah. He goes, yeah, no, I can't check on it. Don't worry, I got my guards. They're heading back there to deal the problem. It's no worries. Bernard,
so
you just tore apart these bees.
Yep. And unfortunately, I already said what I was planning on doing. So I'm going to... I'm gonna crash the truck by incompetently driving it. And take out all of the trucks behind me.
So. Okay. I don't even know what you would roll.
Well, and I'm incompetent, so do I, like, roll two and take the highest number since I'm trying to mess up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And I guess it would be criminal to drive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice. I rolled a 5, so I fail.
Okay, you fail. You take control of the wheel, you start weaving all around, and you spin the truck around. Now I want you to roll D6, and that is how many trucks besides the one you take down with you.
2.
2 more, so you take down half the fleet as you flip it, and 2 more trucks ram into you.
Which 2 trucks?
Those trucks are truck 1.
Wait, that's not possible. He's in truck 3.
So?
Truck 1's in the front of the pack.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's going to be truck 6.
Okay.
Which I don't think you guys have gone into yet.
No, he didn't.
And truck number... No, we can't do 1. Let's do a reroll. No, not 6 again. Jeez, Brad's dice are cursed. Truck 5.
All right. Oh, that's where B guy was heading. That's where the mogul guy was going.
Well, at least we know where he is.
Maybe he'll fly on ahead.
I'm be hearing all the commotion he might, but I doubt it.
Yeah, you flip the entire truck and a bunch of them ram into you. 3 of the fleet keep going. But they're like, what the F is going on? As you look back there, and it's just like a cartoon going on back there of just things smashing to each other and flipping over. All right,
dear stepbrother, I think it might be time to board the truck now before we get swarmed.
Once the 5 people came to attack us? All right, yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, it's better than sitting in this car waiting to die.
Is it, though? Because it shortens our lifespan.
To get inside the truck, no.
Towards the guards. Why don't we?
Guards are outside in front of us.
We served as a distraction. I feel like the guards are coming for us, right? You think we can kill them?
5 of them with guns.
Yeah.
I don't know if we stand much of a chance.
Yeah, then why are we going towards them?
No. We're going towards the truck, not them.
Aren't they in the truck? Am I missing something?
Are they in the truck or are they outside flying towards us?
They're in the truck still.
Oh, okay.
They will eventually be flying out towards you guys.
Then how about we head to the very front of the truck where the driver is? Board the truck.
Okay. Oh, windshield plan. Okay. Yes, backup plan.
All right, Travis, whips that car around. What are you guys doing next?
I'm going to jump off. I'm going to get on the hood of the car.
You're going to make a bridge.
Do a front flip because I think I'm a ninja. Bersama is finally fulfilling the prophecy. He tries to do a flip onto the windshield and crash through the windshield.
Before you do this, could you help make a bridge to get me onto the truck?
No, I'm doing it. I'm a ninja.
Roll bear.
Bear. No. I'm gonna pass. I got a 4. And I have 4 in bear.
Oh my god, that's great. Okay.
We just...
Alright, you do a ninja roll. through the windshield and knock out the driver with a kung fu kick. Oh, beautiful. Travis, you just see this happen. You're like, no, bring me with you. As he just instantly, as soon as he gets into a position, it's like, I'm going to do it right now. He just goes through the windshield.
Just land on the beat.
Travis, what are you doing?
I say you better learn how to drive.
Oh, God. All right, Mael, you, Krita. Barina. So you just chatted with this guard. I mean, you look over towards the windshield and you see Miles' bear, the grizzly bear, doing a flip through the air, smashing through the windshield, crushing the last guard that was here, which was the driver. So the only one besides you guys is the head of security, and he's now sitting on the driver, who's now knocked unconscious. Okay. Okay. What do you want to do, Barina?
I don't know. Should I, like, attack him? Or...
I honestly have no. I don't know where. I don't know what plan. What the next step is.
Because we need.
We need the guy. Is there any way to get through the safe? You think, or do you think, like, if we just like drive away with the safe, like that, we can just like take it apart on our own time.
Probably. I mean, if he's.
I mean, it's to... it's called impenetrable. If that's true, then it's not penetrable. How many numbers is the passcode?
There's 8.
That's a lot of combinations. I don't know. Maybe we... I don't know. Just do it.
Should we get him... Oh,
head of security. He whips out his BB gun. It's not a BB gun. It's a BB shotgun.
No! Barina, save me!
wait, to... He's aiming at...
At me.
You. While he's aiming, I turn around and I do a little chokehold.
You want to knock him out?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
What do you want to do?
I want to get some info out of him. Call up that guy, and if he sounds like...
Sure.
What if we just had a bear...
Yeah, if we can get him to, I need the code, like, someone might be in the safe kind of
right,
thing.
Right, yeah.
Good idea.
What if we just got... I already forgot your name, sorry.
Bernard.
Bernard to kidnap the other guy.
I'm back where he is, but I like both plans, so...
We could try both.
Well, if we can get the passcode right now, that'd be good.
All right, let's try one, and then plan B is Bernard kidnaps the...
you've put him in a chokehold, probably. What do you say to him? What's the information you're trying to get out of
him? I tell him, you better sound convincing, call up your boss, and ask the code, because someone might be in there.
Okay. This is actually going to be a hard roll. I'm going to have you roll of... two dice and take the highest result.
But can I bring that back to normal because of my face?
Yes, you can. So it could be a normal roll for you. And you'll be rolling a criminal roll.
Nature.
Yep.
Criminal. Okay, so under 4, guys.
Aww. She rolled a 5.
All right, that's a fail. Move a point from criminal to bear, Karina.
For sure.
And
at least I'm even.
He goes, I would rather die. Bzzz. Everybody goes unconscious.
Oh, he was a bee the whole time? I thought he was a bear.
This is bamboozled.
Did you say bear-boozled? Oh, this is great.
Anyway, I text my old character and ask if the safe is in that truck.
I tell him everything that's happened and all the information.
Okay.
In the world.
I say drop the trailer and keep going.
Drop the trailer?
Yes.
We're not all machine heads like you.
I'm telling you,
Bear,
to drop the trailer.
Why don't you just, for once, stop trying to condescend me and just tell me exactly what it is you want me to do?
There's a little button somewhere on the dash. I don't know where because I've never driven this vehicle that you're driving. That releases the trailer. Hit that button, release the trailer.
All right, I'm just going to hit all the buttons.
All right. Roll criminal, and if you fail, you're going to hit some buttons you didn't wish you hit. Alright.
I pass. I rolled a 1.
Okay. Nice. Alright, so move that point over, and you start smashing random buttons, and Travis, lo and behold, you see the back half of this truck just drops off, and all the passengers inside are going for a wild ride as it starts skidding, and eventually trailer flips.
Also, I'm going to radio Bernard and tell him everything so he knows what's going on.
Well, he's also going for a flip of his own as you see him roll.
Right, well, while he's rolling, I'll send him a voicemail.
Speaking of which, Bernard, I need a roll of you. I'm going to have you roll bear to see how well you take the hit of, you know, crashing a semi-truck.
This is really going off the rails.
All right, that airbag is more than enough. You're a bear, you can take the damage, and yeah, you flip over three trucks, but you're doing all right.
And so I'm going to see that I got a voicemail, listen to it real quick, see what's going on, and I'm going to start pawing through the wreckage looking for the VIP.
Oh, okay, so you start pawing through the area. And, okay, you eventually come across the big boss who's buried underneath.
Buried.
He's buried underneath. Stop smashing the table. He's buried underneath the corpse of Miss Universe. What would you like to do, Bernard?
I'm gonna lean on the corpse to add extra bear weight. So he's really feeling the squeeze. I'm going to say, give me the password now.
I like how this has turned from Mission Impossible or an Ocean's 12 carefully planned out heist to just, let's just blow everything up. Let's just kill and massacre everyone and torture everyone until we get what we want.
Is that how most of our plans turn out? Yeah. Anyway, while you're doing this, I'm going to turn around the car and start heading back for Bernard.
Okay. Roll probably bear.
Okay. Would I add muscle or no?
The muscle is, because of your trait. Yeah, you're sitting on him in flying force to try to torture him for that information. So yeah, I would say so.
Cool, then I succeed.
Perfect, okay. So you move that point over, and he goes, the password is I love honey. 2017, and then he passes out.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull out my phone and I'm gonna text it really quick to Barina.
Barina, what's going on?
So I get the text.
Yeah.
I put it into the safe.
Okay, the safe opens, but keep in mind that you still have the head security.
Oh, okay. I don't do that yet then.
Isn't he knocked out though?
No.
Oh, I thought he said.
No, she. Those were his last
words or something. Oh yeah, no, yeah, you're right. Until he passes out.
Okay, yeah, he goes. Bzzz.
All right. What if the vault is booby trapped? I think maybe
or bambooed trap. Bam, bam, boom, boom.
No one say anything. The silence. He must know what he did. Okay, continue.
I open it.
Okay, you go over. You put the password in. It slides open. And inside, you see. Jars and jars and jars of the highest quality honey, and in the middle is a gigantic jar of the finest honey, which is, what's the honey that you guys are coming after?
The aged honey.
It is the bum 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 bum.
Ultra dense mega honey.
Oh yeah, the ultra dense mega honey from the especially posh bees. The exquisite stuff, and that's in the middle in a gigantic jar. But there's a bunch of normal sized jars lining the vault of the really good stuff too, which is what you guys originally came here for as well. And it's all here. What do you do, Bear-ina?
How are we gonna transport this all to our car?
We are driving the car currently.
Oh, we are.
But you're driving one of their stolen trucks, which is probably not a good idea for very long. So. Yeah. Anyway, do I make it back to Bernard by now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I pick him up and I start heading off. And I send him a text. Find a location where we can meet up.
Who you sending a text to?
Barina or Dipstick.
I can't.
Can we hear my own?
Barisima.
Dipstick.
All right. All right, you send a text to them. Let's go back to Barisima and Barina. What are you guys up to? You guys got into the vault, but what are you guys doing next? Let's go. Let's go. Barina.
How much of the good stuff is there?
Of the good stuff?
Is it like one jar?
Are you talking about the ultra-dense honey? There's one giant jar.
How big?
I would say it's 4 feet tall.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's big. you're a bear. What kind of bear are you again? Polar bear?
Polar.
Yeah, you could probably carry it. You could definitely only carry that one.
I mean, it's not going to be very sneaky, though.
No, not sneaky at all. No. Nothing really sneaky about this plan, though, you guys have done so far, though.
Yeah.
Start.
We tried in the beginning.
You started out okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and... So I get that text from Bear Fui, and then I start trying to drive, like, away from everyone else. Away from... Isn't there only, like, one car left or something?
Two cars?
No, one.
Was it really?
Yeah, so five and six crashed with Bernard, but he was also in one that crashed. So all that's left is cars number one, two, and four. We're in two. So car number one probably won't see us if we drive. So we would just have to evade car number four. So which I'm going to try and evade car number four.
Are there any pipes around?
Pipes?
Like pipes, not like a metal
pipes.
Pipe.
Yeah,
just
pipes.
We could dump the honey out and have it go into the car that we're driving.
Like out the exhaust pipe?
No. Like get a pipe.
Cut a hole in the wall, and then attach it to our car, and just
fill up the car.
But we have nothing in the car to hold it, so we'd be dumping it into the seats.
That's fine.
Unless we do a flashback scene where we were planning that ahead of time.
All right, okay, let's do flashback. In the trunk of the car, we set up a giant container to hold all the honey and a smaller container to hold a particular special type of honey.
Okay, and you said this around the bar table.
Yeah.
Move a point from Baron the Criminal.
Okay.
And you guys have that in the back of your truck.
Okay, so I start doing that. I get whatever torch. Wait, do I have a torch around? Where's the torch?
He has the torch.
Are you in the car with
yes,
me?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so I take the torch and I make a little hole for the pipe.
Okay. You start doing that. If you want to start loading that in, you just start shooting the honey back there?
I just started dumping it. Start with the good stuff.
Okay. Roll a criminal to see, unless you can find a way to do a bear roll, but I'm going to have you do criminal.
No, I mean I'm even and bold.
All right, criminal, it is.
Can I use my charisma and talent?
No.
Okay. I tried.
He probably could have used his thief had he not been
grabbing. I succeeded.
All right, move a point from Baron the Criminal. And, she puts a giant pipe out, and she just starts shooting jars of honey into the back of your truck, Travis.
Car?
Car.
Truck. Be clear. And yes, okay.
Thank you.
So I've got Bernard and myself in the car. Miles' character, who I've already forgot the name of, is driving truck number one. And Karina's dumping honey into the back of the car. Okay. I like this plan.
Yes. Karina, by the time you get three quarters way through, the back door busts open and four angry bees armed with BB assault rifles are there. But you haven't finished the rest of the honey yet. What do you do? Karina, what do you do? And also...
do I have any help?
Miles there too.
Do I know? So I know the bear. They're going in, and I'm driving.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna slam on the brakes, so they all kind of like hit into a wall. Cause they're, are they standing or are they like hovering?
They're standing at the moment.
Oh, well, no, they still slam into the wall harder than the bear. I'll slam on the brakes.
Okay. Roll criminal. If you fail, Krina's gonna be smashing through the front glass as well. The second time she's hit the pavement.
I got a one.
All right. You smash it, and all the bees fly forward and smash through the glass. It turns into a Zack Snyder movie as slow motion happens as all the bees start smashing through the glass. And, those bees are out of commission at the moment. Good work, Mile. You finish up the rest of the honey, Karina. All right. What's next, guys? Travis, you got all the honey. Bernard, you're with Travis. You've been helping move the rest of
the
honey.
Pipe?
The pipe hole, I would say it's around 3 feet in diameter.
I squeezed through that thing.
Alright.
Can I roll a dice to see how chunky of a bear I am?
Sure. Roll d6, and that is your feet in diameter that you can go through it. I'll push yourself through.
Wait.
I said it's 3 feet, so if you get three or lower.
What if I'm 6 feet around?
You're fat.
You chubby one, chubby motherfucker.
All right, well, get that roll. Get that roll. We got a creator rolled off the table. That's a two.
Wow, okay.
All right.
I'm a slender bear.
You're a slender polar bear. You know, the climate change is destroying the habitat.
too real. Back it up.
All right. And, yeah, you slip through that pipe, and you pop into the back of the truck. You go, ta-da, as the last piece of honey was, I guess, you and Mayel. All
right. So.
That was loaded in. Oh, except you have, no, you actually haven't gone back into the truck
Wait,
yet.
Is he a slender bear?
Am I a slender bear?
Probably not.
Roll.
Roll that dice.
I am a medium bear. Okay, I got a three.
Fit. So you could barely fit.
Wait, but with all the honey, it like makes it all slick.
Oh, one of my things. One of my things is slick. I don't think it means that.
He gets through. So
I could just slick on through.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. All right, you want to do that? All right, you slick through. Travis, I'm going to have you drive. It's time for you to drive. Or actually, talk to us about where you're going to be driving, because you guys have gotten stuff. You just need to get away. What are you, Travis? Not only now, but also where are you going, and how are you going to finish up this heist if you pass?
So I'm assuming we're on some sort of backcountry road or something?
Yeah.
So I'm going to find basically the first pull-off road I can get to, just peel out of here, and then eventually make my way back to my chop shop.
Okay.
Ooh, because you already got that nondescript location. I like it.
Exactly. So we're going to give this a go. Hope we pass. And
a
I did.
Six
I got
a two.
I got a two on my lower roll, which is a pass for me, which means I do get a point in criminal, but I still pass.
Okay. Good stuff. You guys succeed. You guys all make it out alive. Some of you a little bit more bruised than others. You caused a hell of a lot of damage, but you guys get the good stuff and the mega dense honey, and you guys split off as a group. You guys enjoy the rest of your honey and maybe the bear bucks that you sell some of the honey to, and you spend at least the next year or two off on some island somewhere enjoying the wealth of your bounty.
All right.
Good work, guys. And let's wrap up this episode. Before we go into episodes to come, let's go into an ad from our sponsor, The Book Garden. So, we are sponsored by The Book Garden. And Brad, talk to us about The Book Garden. I didn't write down my note of our sponsorship, so I'm going to have you take it away from here.
Sure. The Book Garden is a bookstore located in Montpelier, Vermont. It specializes in new and used books on nature, art, cooking, and spirituality. We also carry a wide variety of graphic novels, comics, collectible card games, and board games, role-playing games as well. The Book Garden, where ideas grow.
The Book Garden, a great shop that I've gone to for years. If you are in the Vermont area, go check them out. A good shop that has a lot of comic books I've bought over years, but also role-playing games and good board games. Okay, this episode, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but you can listen to these episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Podbean. For future episodes, check us out as we're going to be talking to Grant Howlett, the writer of this game. We'll be interviewing him, but also we're going to be playing Goblin Quest, another game of Grant Howlett, and we'll be also interviewing him at a later episode. Also, for future episodes beyond Goblin Quest and this, which is Honey Heist, we got the writer of the new Alien game that's coming out. Alien, based off the Xenomorph movies made by Ridley Scott and James Cameron, movies that I love. A great, fantastic world and setting full of horror and suspense in a thrilling sci-fi world. Free League, which is the game company that has made games such as Forbidden Lands and also Tales from the Loop, both great games, a Swedish company. They got the rights for the Alien game, and they are going to be releasing the Alien role-playing game that's coming out this fall. But they've already released a quick start guide, which we'll be playing off, a quick start guide which allows us to play five custom characters and a start a mission, and we'll be playing that, which introduces us to the world. I've already gotten a look at it, and it's a beautifully made PDF with such great art, and it's a really cool game, and it's Free League. They make really good RPGs, so I'm excited to not only try this out, but in the future, when the full game comes out, we'll be trying that out on this podcast as well. And we got the writer of this on the show. But yeah, check us out in the next episode, where we'll be talking to the writer, Grant Howlett, of this game, and also reviewing it. This is Austin and the rest of the Beer Pretzel podcast saying goodnight, and hopefully you had a fun time, and you'll be checking this game out for your own tabletop role-playing game experiences soon.